Our guest at this time is Dr. Larry Sabato, professor of political science at the University of Virginia. He's the director of UVA's Center for Politics and is the author most recently of The Year of Obama, How Barack Obama Won the White House. It's potentially the next presidential election that we're going to focus on now as we get Larry's thoughts on Sarah Palin's decision to step down as governor of Alaska later this month and obviously not seek another term there in 2010. So what is the strategy? And Larry, it's always good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Greg.
How shocked were you either by the announcement that she won't run for re-election or the fact she's actually resigning before the end of the month?
Well, very shocked that she resigned. There had been a lot of talk privately about her not running for re-election, which made perfect sense. When you're governor of Alaska, not only do you have the responsibilities of being governor, but you're stuck in Alaska a good bit of the time. Not that it isn't a pleasant place, but anybody who's ever been to Alaska knows that it's an exhausting trip from Alaska to the lower 48. Even if you have private jets at your disposal, it takes a lot out of you to go back and forth and back and forth. So not running for re-election made sense. Much less so for the resignation.
How does that hurt her if she does, in fact, try to seek the Republican nomination in 2012? What will this resignation do to potentially harm that candidacy?
I think it's very damaging because it's a non-ideological attack line. You don't have to be left-wing or right-wing or centrist or anything to be responsive to the criticism that she up and quit in midterm. She left the field in midterm. And remember, this was her only statewide office. It was her only potential credential to use in running for president. You know, being nominated for vice president's nice, but it's not service of a sort that would give you presidential level experience. So I think she was poorly advised. If she's running for president, I've become more and more convinced that she's going to be a power in the Republican Party, but she's not going to run. I think if she does run, this will cripple her. But if she doesn't run, she can continue to be very, very influential in the party. She can raise a lot of money for Republican candidates. She'll be highly sought after, at least in states that John McCain carried. She's very popular in the southern states that McCain carried. She's very popular in the Rocky Mountain states that McCain carried. She can help candidates there. But as far as running for president, I think this weakened her considerably.
Larry, in terms of her explanation for this, she said that she's tired of her family going through these attacks and allegations. They're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend off what she considers frivolous charges from the trooper investigation all the way up to how she spends state funds and so forth. Do you believe that was a major factor, or is it just the public explanation of why she's moving on in a different political direction?
No, I believe her there. I mean, it's horrible, and a lot of people in public life on both sides will tell you this. I believe it. I've seen it up close. It's very unpleasant, and our politics today is so polarized that people can't just disagree with somebody else. They have to try to destroy the other person. So, yeah, it's not pleasant. I don't blame her for being happy to put that behind her and put it behind her family. But, of course, if you're going to play in the big leagues, if you're going to run for president, it only gets worse. Running for president, serving as president, you're criticized virtually every passing second by somebody in vicious terms. You have to be able to take the heat. We all remember what Harry Truman said: if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Once you get out of the kitchen, it's really tough to get back in.
Larry, in terms of a possible Palin presidential run, you mentioned how resigning could be a difficult thing for her to explain against Republicans or against President Obama if she were to win the Republican nomination. What about her electability even on the Republican side? Some say that, fair or unfair, all the attacks against her and her questionable performance at some stages during the 2008 campaign make her virtually unelectable. Is that true, or is the old Jim Baker line of a day in politics is an eternity going to apply here?
Well, I think she is highly unelectable in a general election. A nomination battle is something else again. And you just never know who's going to turn out at those primaries and caucuses. She has very fervent support in the Republican Party. But I think if she is nominated, quite frankly, that's likely to produce a sizable Democratic victory.
In terms of the rest of the Republican field, we've seen, obviously, a couple of names self-implode, from Mark Sanford to John Ensign. And the rest of the field, excluding Sarah Palin, kind of looks like what we saw back in 2008. How badly are the Republicans in need of a little bit of fresh blood?
They may get some fresh blood after the 2010 elections. You're going to have 37 governors elected. You'll have 36 Senate seats up. We've got some open seats in addition to the regular ones. And you're going to have some new prominent figures come on the stage. And I'll bet that a couple end up running for president. Now, you can also look at the narrowing of the field another way. It's actually a beneficial to the Republican Party in the sense that you are weeding out some of the weaker candidates, people like Sanford and Ensign who had hidden problems. Well, better that they should get out early than have this blow up in an election year.
Larry, last question before we let you go. A lot of the criticism, of course, has come from the left on Sarah Palin. Some of it's come from pop culture. We all saw the whole David Letterman dispute in recent weeks. But a lot of the criticism has also come from the McCain staffers. Some say that's bitter and unprofessional. Others say that's just par for the course for a losing campaign. What do you make of that whole very public infighting after the election?
You summarized it nicely. Bitter, unprofessional, and also typical politics on both sides of the aisle. It's a vicious, vicious business. I always tell my students, if you don't have elephant skin, don't get anywhere near politics.
Good tips for 2010 and beyond. Larry, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Larry Sabatow teaches political science at the University of Virginia. He directs UVA's Center for Politics. His most recent book is The Year of Obama, How Barack Obama Won the White House.